been years since I was here. On the streets, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right, buildings towering to the sky, and it's out of sight in the dead of night. Here I am in the city with a fistful of dollars, and baby, you better believe I'm back, back on the Ramble Cast. I'm back, back on the Ramble Cast. I'm back, back on the Ramble Cast.
Well, welcome back, Nick, and that had to be your best one ever.
It was by Kiss, Matt.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't know it.
Yeah.
I think welcome back.
It, up, it sounded really it familiar. It sounded really
pick
familiar.
Pick it up. Oh, oh.
Yeah. It was off of 1978 when they did four solo records on the same date. It's Ace. Yeah. It was no. Yeah, I think it's Ace's song. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize it either, but I went with it.
So I do have a question, Jack. Did you share this with other people, the YouTube channel?
I put it on Facebook a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
There's eight people in the chat, which is probably a record because they realize.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There's Cam. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see it.
It's being produced properly, so.
Where's your mic? Properly. It's properly being produced by you. Okay.
Chris, you're muted, Chris.
I think he's okay. Good with things.
Chris is like, I'm sorry. I'm not talking.
So my window, I had pulled it down a little bit. I had to keep dragging the window up to get to the mute button. But here, I was trying to find the chat because I actually logged in for the first time to the YouTube channel. But so one of those eight is me.
Oh, is that how we have to do it? See, well, I feel like such a commoner right now. I'm like,
now we're up Clark to nine. Kent.
I'm like, I don't know because I'm not logged into the chat, but good evening, everyone that's joining us. So, Jack is taking over the producing seat. Just to kind of let everybody know, I'm taking. Oh, best pop in the galaxy. I'm taking a hiatus.
I am your papa.
Wait, does this mean that Jack has to make the names up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He has to make all the names up.
He's got to do all the drawings.
Yeah.
He's
got to
post the show. Right. Yeah. This is part of me.
I'm not doing any of that other crap.
Okay. Well,
this is gonna go great.
It's gonna be great. You guys are gonna be great without me. It'll be awesome. I love you guys. I'll be back.
Does this mean you're leaving, or are you just not producing?
So, just get it off the straight up. Some things have happened in my life. Like life changing events have happened in my life. So, things are just fluid right now for me. So, and, I'm good. I'm in a good place. I'm all right. So, you know, it's hard to say that with a happy tone because it does involve the fact that I lost someone close to me. The business that I once ran, I am no longer a part of.
What?
I am a free agent. I am an artist, and that's what I'm doing. So I will continue to teach. I will continue to do things. Perhaps I'll come back to the art paper business world, but for right now, that's not my modus operandi, and that is not my focus. So my focus is family and being an artist right now. So
nice. Isn't podcasting a form of art?
It is kind of a form of art.
So there's no reason why you couldn't keep producing podcasts.
Yes.
Kind of walked into that one, didn't you?
Well, we are starving artists.
Mm-hmm. We are. We are all starving podcasting artists. No, I don't know. It's been a very, very crazy busy week, and apparently the time in which you can socially post about someone passing and the closing of a business is about 6 days until people start hounding you with emails about stuff, and you're like, oh, well, so you want to
delete account?
Like, I'm where's like, my dolphin?
No. More like, so you thinking about selling the business? Hey, you got any of that paper back there? Hey, you thinking about getting rid of any of that art supply product you got? Hey, sorry about your, condolences to you, but and take all the time you need. But what's
best for me?
So anyway,
that sucks.
That is not up to me. That right. is not my decision, and I don't have to make those decisions. I don't have to make a decision for anyone at this time. And if anybody thinks that that's selfish, they can go fuck themselves, because I have been through hell and back, and I'm here to say that I am fine, but I'm just not putting up or doing a business for anyone else other than myself. And that is not a reflection on Jay and Jack. This is just my own personal quest right now with the business. So anyway,
well, more Jay than Jack, I would say.
it's more aimed Ooh. At Jay than
yeah,
it is.
I would think so.
No, just yeah, in regards to my own personal kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. It's just as long as I don't have to do the other stuff like send calling the link. I don't know how to do all that stuff. So,
so then if you don't want somebody's
kid just here, fucking poured his heart out for the last like 2.5 minutes and checks, I'm not sending no fucking link.
Well, if I knew how to do it, I guess that would be different.
Hey,
I'm out for myself.
Matt, is this podcast what you need tonight, or is this podcast what you need tonight?
Maybe.
It's got no telling how many phone calls we've gotten over the years, and never played one of them.
Never played one of them.
I don't think we've got.
No, we never said the number. But I'm just saying, because you always said, Jack, you didn't know how to actually play the call. So
well, no, I don't know how to play it without the.
But you just click on the comment to take it off of the screen too. I mean, you can leave just well, here I'm, taking
I
care
to,
of John.
I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask why is his foot in a cast?
Whose foot's in a cast?
Who did he kick, John?
Well, it's. Okay, thank you. Whew.
No, I know Jeez. How to do it. I was just waiting for you to get. You had that long monologue. I was just waiting for you to finish so I could ask why John's foot was in a cast.
That long monologue. Okay, I have nothing else to say. So that's it.
I'd like to know that I'm the one being civil so far.
Well, how are you alone in this? I am very civil.
That's true.
Okay, hey, Chris. Because you guys just have to sit there and do nothing. I had to actually do
work.
I actually had to do work.
He's upset that he has to do work. That is the point of this podcast. If anybody takes anything away from this podcast today, Jack has to do work on the RCAD now. He was taking a hiatus from me producing.
For 6 years.
Now that I've decided to take just a personal leave, like I'm a politician that was accused in some crazy sex scandal.
How do we know?
Well, just because the whole like I'm taking time to be with my family and to be an artist. Well, fuck all you artists out there that need paper. Good luck.
We got is that a record, Matt? 13 people in the chat.
It's close.
How would I know? I never kept track.
Well, there's a little eye there that says how many people are in the chat.
One of the most charming things about Jay and Jack is that Jack always talks the business up front in the show, right? Like it's never like off air we're going to talk about this. It's always like while the airs. It's like we're riding down the highway on a bicycle.
Well, to be fair, by the time we finish podcast, I've forgotten everything I wanted to talk about.
Chris is going to have to leave before this podcast is over, and he hasn't even said a goddamn word.
It's true.
Which makes for a great podcast.
Oh, so John, you had the bone spur surgery in the back of the heel. So I need to have that, but I don't need to have that at the same time. I have what they call, what's that heel condition? It sounds way worse than it is. Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
So when I was in college, and I'm not sure if John's got a similar injury or similar story. Usually if you have an injury to the foot, it can then develop into further issues with plantar fasciitis because of the bones and stuff. But I was definitely not sober, and I was running across the street to the parking lot across my apartment, and I had flip-flops on. I ran up my buddy's car, the roof of his car, did like a kick, like, you know, kick flip.
Did you just
off
beat up
roof.
Somebody?
And I came down and cracked my heel. And ever since, I've always had like a... Did you just mute Matt?
I didn't do anything. Matt just left.
Oh, did he?
Oh, there he is.
I'm getting blamed for you leaving. I would tell.
Pretty
Matt,
sure Jack is just getting acclimated to the new controls.
My hands are over here. I've done this 1,000 times with the Lost Rewatch, so it's not like it's new.
Anywho, so my heel, the bone spur that healed in the back of my heel, can like cause the tendons in my ankle and my leg to get inflamed, and it's literally like someone's fucking stabbing you in the foot. It's the worst pain in the world. And the doctor told me, like, I can either go and have the bone spur surgery that I think John had, or and it's terrible because it like disconnect your Achilles tendon from your foot, shave it down, and then reattach. Ooh. Yeah, gross. And it's also like 6 to 8 months of no walking.
That's what I was about to say. It's like, yeah, I had one friend that ripped his Achilles, and like he was on those little scooters for like 6 months. It's like, damn.
Out of all injuries with surgery, how many do require a drunk excuse? I've only really gotten injured whilst drunk that one time.
So you've been injured a lot?
Yeah, I've been injured quite a bit. But only time I was ever drunk was probably that time. Yeah, so that's the surgery that John had, apparently. That's fucking terrible, dude.
Well, I probably have the same thing. I just suck it up.
Just rub some dirt in it, kid.
That's right.
That's how he's brought up.
Oh, man. I'll never forget that one day. I was probably 24, 25 years old. And I remember Nope. This is well after. I mean, I was older than that. It was probably mid to late 20s. I remember getting up out of bed, and the first time it ever actually happened, I remember getting out of bed and like going to get up and stand up, and I literally felt like someone sniped me through the window. I fell to the ground. And I had to crawl to get my phone. It was awful.
They sniped you.
Yeah, it was the worst pain. Had no idea what the fuck it was. That was the scary part. It was just all of a sudden could not walk. Couldn't put like a feather's weight on my foot now, or I would fall over.
Yeah, foot injuries suck. I broke my foot.
Man, he's going to be in a walking boot next week, and then 8 weeks of physical therapy. Brutal.
8 weeks, man. I would just,
get yourself some medicinal marijuana to ease that pain.
Physical. I do enjoy going to physical therapy when you watch other people. I remember when I was getting my shoulder surgery, this lady, she had to be in her 60s, just literally would cuss out the physical trainer. We worked out we had the same time. We sitting there laughing as they're screwing around with my shoulder, making me cry. But just like, fuck you, I'm not fucking doing this. God, it's fucking killing me. It was every time. And I'm like going, how do you deal with that? They go, oh, we just ignore her.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, good luck. Good luck with that, John.
Well, it's like, I think I told you guys that story. Like, when I was in physical therapy before I moved to Colorado because I had frozen shoulder. And this one, I actually asked, I was laying on the table and I asked him.
Put on
like,
a jacket.
I asked the guy, I was like, hey, I was like, do you get a lot of like those screamers, you know, like on the table? I was like, and do you laugh when people do that? They're just like, you know, like just hitting the table and like screaming and like it's like they're having an orgasm on the table there. And he goes, yeah, he goes, it just depends on the injury. And then I just kind of, I was like, all right, yeah, I didn't think. And then he purposely found us to push on me just so I would scream. And I was like, you motherfucker! I was just, because he's like, oh, you're one of those people too. And I'm like, you asshole. Like,
I love this person. That's a great play.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
I can remember.
There's a knot right here. Ah! Like, oh,
I can remember laying back and the girl was trying to get range of motion on my shoulder. I think I just got the staples out. And I'm like looking at this spot on the ceiling and tears are just rolling down my eyes. She goes, if it hurts, you're supposed to tell me. I go, oh, I didn't know. I didn't want to be a wimp about it. But I'm like, it hurts so bad. I'm just like, I'm just focusing on this dot on the ceiling.
Jesus,
like,
dude.
And she's like, she goes, anyway.
You have to go get surgery again for the re-injury.
Exactly. Physical therapy sucks. I mean, Matt and I were talking about it. Was it off air last week, Matt?
Well, I had a massage last week.
That's what it was,
and
a massage.
And the massage fucked me up worse. Like, I'm still dealing with the ramifications of the massage. No, it was not happy. So, but like, I went in for a shoulder, and then I came out with like lower back pain, you know, from all that.
That's usually what happens at massage parlors. Yeah.
And you're pregnant. It's weird.
It's so weird. Yeah. I'm having an ass baby. No, but now it's moved from my lower back to the middle of the back. Like someone's stabbing me. Like, right.
Welcome to my world every single day.
I thought about you, Jack, and then I was like, ha, 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 he gets to be producer now. So, it's the little things that bring me joy through the day, you know? So
I mowed the lawn on Monday and have been in pain ever since. For whatever reason, mowing the lawn really fucks me up.
Oh.
Fucks up my back. I don't know what it is. It's not like we're up on a hill.
You really want to fuck yourself up. You got to mow the lawn high.
Wait, oh, yeah, there you go.
Have you ever gotten hot? No, this is before you mow the lawn, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, it's like you either drink or you get high before you mow the lawn. That's just, it's common knowledge. That's,
and I'm producing this straight. I'm not high or I'm not drinking, so
we're very proud of you.
I'm taking it seriously, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Hey, you got me.
Shots fired.
Night, Daddy.
Aw, night, sweet. Daddy. That's such
a... You're flipping her off. That's not nice.
Yeah, dude. I thought you were part of that geek dad life.
Yeah.
When's she still doing that? That's the question. But
what?
9:48.
Yeah, it's past her bedtime. But it's summer. First full... Today was her first full day out of school for the summer, which is kind of cool.
So she's out. She not year round. Isn't it summer school?
She had like
we had snow days.
I still think that's
my
bullshit.
Kids were out like middle of May. They were out like third week of May. I think was their last week.
My kids have been out for about 12 years.
My wife's last day of school is tomorrow. So after tomorrow,
really changes.
Makes things a little bit easier for me, harder for her. But
well, my daughter and her this was her first full week off, and she went to Disney World with my granddaughter and her husband, and it's like 99 degrees today with 100% humidity. Because they asked us, "Do you want to go?" I go, "Fuck no, not in the summer, not in the summertime." And I guess it's crowded there. You would think there would be less people there.
No, I'm only going in the winter.
Yeah, so. that's the most crowded time though, is December. It's like that's the time you're not supposed to go to Disney World.
I had a friend that went, and she was there Christmas, and she was like, "Yeah, there's people there, but it wasn't crowded." So
no, I just couldn't. I'd be melting. I can't stand the heat anymore. That's why I don't go in the
kitchen. Well, you got to get out of the kitchen, man. So. I couldn't stand producing, so I got out of that job.
What?
You did such a great job.
Oh, thanks, guys. But seriously.
No, I'll do it until you're ready to come back.
Or we
rotate. I think we should rotate it.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
You're doing a great job, Jack.
Well, I had to log out of my other account, which I don't know the password for, so now I'm gonna find out the password. Right.
Yeah. It's just you can't log out of that one now. You have to stay there.
Goodbye, Crazy Hank TV. That's it.
Yeah, and also before I forget, anybody listening, go to Crazy Hank TV. You don't even have to watch the videos; just click on them and let them run.
Just pretend watch them.
I finally got over a thousand. Now I need to get the hours back. I used to have the hours, like 6,000 hours. You need 4,000 when I was doing the Lost rewatch. I kind of just said, fuck it. I'm never going to get to 1,000. And I did the sports one. Well, then I got really close. And this guy that runs he has his own channel, Dave Sundstrom. I was on his show and he pushed. I got like 60 subscribers from him pushing me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm over 1,000 of that. So I got geeked up. Not geek dad. I get geeked up for it. And so now I'm trying to build the hours back up. So just go on Crazy Hank TV, click on one of the long lost rewatch ones. It's like 2 hours. You don't have to watch it. Just click on it, walk away. I get hours for it. and everything will be good. I'll be happy. And if you hate me on the podcast, maybe eventually I'll leave.
Stop whoring yourself out right now.
Because I'm so close. He's so close.
He's going to finish, guys. And you can help him finish. And
give me happy ending I've always wanted.
I want you to be here when he finishes. So I'll come back once he finishes. Okay? Text me you up, and I'll be here. Okay?
All right. So nice. So are you saying you're not going to be here for – this is your last show for a while? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this will be my last show for a while.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
that was not clear yet. Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying to clarify and there.
Well, again, I knew, but I wanted you to clarify it. So
there was a lot of just things going on in my life, and I'm off Facebook right now. I'm hiding from the law. You know, they've tried to find me multiple times, but I'm under several different aliases. So you know, when I come back on the show, if you call me Scooter McGee, there's a reason. Okay, so
Scooter McGee.
I'm just saying.
I won't be doing that.
It was not me that called. It wasn't me that called Greenpeace. I'm just saying. It was probably, you know.
Oh, on the Dolphins. Yes. On the Dolphins. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Get your dolphin cracks out of here. The Dolphin's dead. I got a lot of dead dolphin art if you want to see that. It's therapeutic for me right now.
You put the other dolphins, did you just like put them in the freezer or something like that so they don't spoil?
I don't even know how to answer that right now.
Do you make like dolphin sticks, like fish sticks?
Not to change the subject, but I saw Top Gun yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And what did you think?
Okay, first of all, this was one movie that I wanted to see with my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, because my dad, post-divorce, my dad took me to see this movie I don't know how many times. Okay, so
I thought you were saying he's 86.
No. In 86, when it came out, you know, he had gone through a divorce, you know, so I was like, oh, okay, you know, and so it was just the perfect, even though it didn't happen on Father's Day, we did it yesterday, and my brother was there, my son was there, and it was just kind of all a guy's thing. I did invite my daughter, didn't leave, you know, I did invite my, you know, but no, it was, Matt, any idea for that last tweet to terminate your account? Ooh, that's a good one. I'll have to think about that one, Jeremy.
I can tell you what'll work.
Oh, okay. Will it? Top Gun. Maverick. It was fun. It was a great movie to go see with my dad. We were leaving the movie theater and he was just like, that was a great Father's Day gift. Thanks. You know, and he was real, real.
Did he like it more than the first one?
I was actually wondering if today he tried to convince his wife to go like see it again. Cause I imagine he's probably wanting to watch that again. So
that's definitely a movie you can watch over and over again.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
The last. And so, okay. Minor spoilers now that we've all seen Top Gun. So moving ahead, if you need to jump forward or whatever, you know, mute us for a moment. We're going to talk Top Gun spoilers. I did like the last act, even though like part of the Death Star plan or the trench run was kind of like, oh, okay, this is what's happening. But the surprise Maverick, and what happens to Maverick, and then Rooster coming back for him, and just that whole storyline. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, and I was talking to my brother today, and he was like, you know, I kind of thought that they were going to make the little girl his daughter. You know, they're going to like shoehorn, this is your daughter.
I was thinking that as it was going on, but then.
But I'm so glad they didn't, because the focus, really, the paternal focus, should have been on this interaction, the relationship, and that's what the focus of the movie was on. I'm glad they didn't have to shoehorn in like, well, and you have your other real child now. You know, it's like, I'm glad that they kept it to that.
I mean, I think they took all the different all the different parts of the story, like the little bits here and there, and they did them to the right level. They didn't overdo any one thing. I think it was just such a well-balanced, like, awesome movie. You know, like, it was one of those things, I could watch that movie again and again, just like you can watch the first one again and again. Like, I would have no problem having that on DVD or owning it digitally and probably watching it 100 times. You know what I mean? It was just the perfect dose of a movie. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. And was it better than the first one? I mean, you can't really put them in the same category, I don't think.
Right.
But. Oh, see. Okay.
I say it's more entertaining than the first one.
I think it goes deeper than the first
one. There might be more action or something going.
I think it goes deeper.
Well, I mean, the actual capabilities of filming the movie were drastically different. So there's way more to get from it. But I mean, the amount of footage they actually had in these fighter jets was incredible.
Well, and if you listen to the actors, they said that they were going like G7.5, and they were like blacking out, throwing up.
Yeah.
Right.
They said it was pretty incredible that
what's awesome to go through. I read a small thing the other day, which I hope they don't explore this, but they said like they potentially already have, you know, a third one lined up if they want to, which is the very beginning of the, you know, with the whole Ed Harris part, with like them becoming computerized planes now instead of piloted planes. Like, yeah, but they already made those called Stealth back in, you know, 2006 or seven with Jimmy Fox. I was like, that movie was horrible. So
they just gotta let it go.
Just let it go. Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's anywhere else to explore with it now that you've done.
Don't Godfather 3 it.
It was
the perfect compliment to the first movie. If you did anything more than that, I would fucking hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad that they didn't call it Top Gun 2. That would have been lame. You know. So
or part deux.
I love the moment when Jennifer Connelly's character is introduced and you hear the David Bowie song come on in the background, and I'm like, that's cool. That's a very clever, you know, like subtle, you know, hint to Labyrinth, which also came out in 86. So just a cool, what's that?
87.
I thought it was 86.
Labyrinth. I could be thinking just the soundtrack, but I think it was 87. But I'm not gonna be
right. I was just looking this up the other day. Because I was thinking about that movie since she was.
See, he's fucking producing, even though he's not producing.
Even though he's really, yeah, you're right.
Like, he can't fucking not do it. Like, he's so prepared.
What?
Well, actually, I was perusing my show notes and really doing some research.
Yeah. I did some research.
IMDb does say 1986. So.
Okay, okay.
Nick was wrong.
Well, I know he was trying to nitpick me here. So
no, I mean I can be wrong. You know, it's okay.
Maybe the soundtrack. You know, they didn't release it right away.
I think the soundtrack came out in 87.
Yeah, that would. Make sense.
We gotta find out that. Let's check it out. So
that's my computer.
Top Gun sound.
No. We're talking about Labyrinth soundtrack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
So while Chris is doing that, I remember a few weeks ago when we saw Top Gun, Chris and I, and Jack too. Like, you know, one thing I wish they would have explored a little bit more, just a hair more, was the relationship between Rooster and Maverick. Like, you know, I felt like I just wanted just a little bit more. Great.
I was cool with it.
Okay.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. He did what he did.
Labyrinth is a soundtrack album by English musician David Bowie and South African composer Trevor Jones, released in 1986 for the film Labyrinth.
Okay.
Cool.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Sorry, I'm just thinking about the other David Bowie song. The relationship with Rooster. I was fine with it. Could we have had another flashback, you know, and brought in Meg Ryan, you know, like on her deathbed, like, or, you know, but it was fine. Nah. You know, I mean, even just reading between the lines with the Penny character and Maverick's, you know, relationship, that's probably like the most confusing thing to like someone who's coming to the movie cold that's like, oh, is that supposed to be Kelly McGillis's character recast or what have you? I had several conversations with my dad where I was like, no, it's not. They didn't recast her. It's a completely different character. Her name was Charlie, like a guy. Okay. Remember all the homophobia with like Top Gun. Okay. Her name is Penny. Okay. Just like Lost. Okay. Yeah. So this is post Lost.
Well, they didn't even ask Kelly McGillis anything. She wasn't even asked to be in it.
Right.
Oh,
she definitely wouldn't have fit into the movie.
Yeah. I mean, she, you did see that they interviewed her about it. You know,
oh,
it,
yeah.
and asked if she was mad and that she wasn't in the film. And she was like, basically, she said, no, I'm too old. She goes, I'm too old and I'm fat. Look at me. And I was just like, damn.
That's exactly what she said. Yeah.
Exactly. But,
and if you ever fair about Meg Ryan, well, the original, she's only in like maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 minutes of the
movie. Yeah, not long at all. Yeah.
She's not a big major character. We just know her. We just know her because she became a big actress after that. I mean,
she was not Sleepless.
In that movie, you know her, and she's happy and drunk and then sad and widowed.
Yeah. And so she like was still like all natural.
Fly with you, Maverick. You will fly with
she
you,
wasn't
Maverick.
Like post plastic surgery, Meg Ryan. Yeah. So,
as far as the rooster relationship goes, though, like I feel like they, I like how they did it, right? When you think about like the whole, you know, Rooster Maverick thing, going back to what you said, Nick, is that like it was the entire like fuel of Rooster's fire was how much he hated Maverick.
Right.
And like the entire time but we don't get led into knowing the idea of why Maverick is who he is until like almost towards the end of it. Right. So I thought it was a good payoff. I actually like how they did that because
it was great. It was great. Think,
like what the fuck? And like, and all of a sudden, fucking Maverick's a good dude. Like,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Like the entire time you think that Rooster's mad at him because he thinks he killed his dad, but it's like, that's not it at all. It's like, it's another reason. You're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
so I thought
I was saying that the whole time. I go, yeah, it has to be it. But you know,
I love the talk to me rooster moment when that happened. I was just like, like you know, that was
it's almost
so
like
sweet.
Hello there.
It was very much like hello there. It was just like that was just like just enough that I was like, thank you.
Yeah, use the same line too. It's like, come on, let's see some of that flying shit. You know, same
line. I liked that line too. Yeah, it's amazing too because I haven't seen the original Top Gun for quite a while. I'm pretty sure I have not watched it this century. So,
I am dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not like putting in Top Gun. I was subjected to it a lot when I was a kid. It's not like MASH where I got I was also subjected to a lot of MASH
in 20 years.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it since like basically
I watched it a week. I told you I watched it a week before I went to go see it.
I probably saw it in the
shows. And granted, we've kind of slid into like an era in which we're not watching TV really, you know, we're watching streaming shit. But but back when it was like a cable box or set top box, I feel like Top Gun was one of those like five or six movies that was just always on.
Yeah.
And like I would just watch it. And like I've fallen asleep watching Top Gun probably more than I haven't. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I watch that show that movie all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those movies that it's like especially the original trilogy of Star Wars, like that, Top Gun, probably Tombstone. There's a handful of movies. I don't even have to have it on screen. I can just have it on, and I know exactly what's happening in the movie because it's like I've seen it so many times. It's like it's just background noise at that point.
Yep.
Well,
so
exactly.
Even without seeing it in this century. Okay, I'm just saying I probably saw it in the 90s at some point. I don't know when. Okay, that's the last time. So
you don't know the date?
I all of those lines. No, I don't know the date. But all of those lines like were just like right there where I was like, boom, knew this. Like this was, you know, just, I don't know. It worked. So
it worked. And that, you know, it worked so well at this time we're going to take a commercial break.
This week's Jack
is already slaying it with the appropriate breaks. Like, producer God.
Well, I forgot I had to do that.
Look, don't get his ego up right now. It's just been one show. Okay,
he can only keep his head in one square, not more than one square.
I come back in a month's time. There's just like flames and smoke everywhere.
He's got all the effects going. He's got light shows.
Like, Jack's gone through like full prestige worldwide, and Matt comes back. He's like, I gotta write this ship.
He's playing Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project. You know, we're all coming on. Matt's back. It's like, ah.
Matt's like, I left you a legacy and you fucked it up.
I don't think I'm thinking that at all. I'm just thinking
it wouldn't be the first time.
I just am thinking, oh, I won't have to listen to dolphin jokes every like week for a while.
I mean, no, we'll text
I mean,
you.
Who
oh, yeah, you're just going to text me. Yeah. Hey, does this look familiar? I just lost my dolphin.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Matt, you won't believe what we just podcasted about. Dolphins.
Mm. Dolphins. I am going to go see Elvis this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was considering it, too. Yeah. It's actually a good time to take a break, Matt, depending on how long you're going to be gone, because, you know, we'll all take a break.
We're going to take a break, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know you guys are going to probably take a summer break, so.
Well, break here or there, you know.
Break here and there, break, you know.
We got Comic-Con.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Break me off a piece. I still like the
I'll be on the beach in 2 weeks.
Andy can't remember.
Holy shit, I'll be on the beach in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, and you can always bring on other people too. You know, you can like bring them all on.
Why would we do that?
Nah,
because when Christmas,
we don't really like people.
I mean, it's hard enough.
We can bring Jay on. He can push his YouTube channel.
I already did.
I know you did. Are you still going on that every week?
Because I can't talk about Obi-Wan with these two guys over here. I mean, you know.
We can talk about it. Not this podcast, but another one.
Not this podcast.
There's actually a lot of shows that we could go through actually right now if you wanted to.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, real quick. Go.
Do it to satisfy the boys. Whatever it is.
The boys.
The boys were on what episode 5 now?
I'm on episode 3 or 4.
I'm still having to be the last one from season 2.
What? Come on.
Wow. I just keep pushing.
Jeez, producers.
So we can say this, and this is no spoiler because it's been the same way for the last three seasons.
You can spoil
that. Just when you think the show can't get any more fucked up, they just double
down. They always do it. Every
episode. It's still happening, even in this season. Like, you saw some of the most fucked up deaths, and you're like, no way, that's not.
Yeah.
They can't get any worse than that. Oh, okay, there it is. That just happened, and that's the most terrifying thing ever. Happens every fucking week.
We've talked about that every time we talk about the boys. How there's actually been one episode so far this season where I did not have a what the fuck moment, but every episode just about has a what the fuck moment.
And, you know, this past episode wasn't really very what the fucky, but
that's probably what the episode I'm thinking of. It's like oh, there wasn't a moment where I went, oh, like it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, it's a normal episode. Yeah. Normal for the boys.
I love your comment. A 5 foot tall, 60-year-old man could not pilot a fighter jet. You're right.
And there
was there were moments. There were moments though when I was
jets
like,
in real life.
I was like, there's no way. Okay, this is why I actually looked up Jennifer Connelly's information. I was trying to figure out how tall she was because I was like, there's no way.
I love her.
Yeah, she's so beautiful.
Married to Vision.
Don't tell me the odds, man.
I'll bet me.
I'm married. She's married. Don't tell me the odds, okay?
Mm-hmm. Who's she married to?
Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany.
British fuck?
Yeah, that British
fuck. Yeah, he married her, like, and he proposed to her like 3 weeks after meeting her, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
Some weird thing where he's like, I'm locking this up right the fuck now.
Him and seal the deal.
You got to shoot your shot when you got the chance, man.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Him and both John Krasinski, both are like, you know, basically both of them have the same story of like, I met her and it was like, this is it. And like, I'm marrying her.
He's no Mr. Fantastic in my book, but you know.
I still like John. Have you heard John Krasinski's story when he's getting his passport stamped, stuff like that? And the guy didn't know who he was. He goes, who are you? He goes, and he tells who he's married to. He goes, you?
My wife just calls him Jim Krasinski.
There's Jennifer Connelly. So Randy says she's in Snowpiercer, great movie.
No show.
She's
in the show, not the movie.
I was gonna say I didn't see her in the movie. I've never seen the show.
Wait, who is she?
Jennifer Connelly is in the show.
I absolutely 100% believe that in my head that was real. When I read that, I was like, yeah, she's in the fucking movie.
It's okay. It's just one of those things that if it would have been two seasons and that's it, I think it would have been fine. But it's each season is so drawn out. You're like, oh, just get on with it, please. But that's me.
But she was also in a show, The Black Donnellys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now, remember that show got canceled, but that show was so fucking good.
It was good, but it was released. It was released at one of the worst times because, like, Sopranos had just ended, and it was the tame version of the Sopranos. And so it's like, how do you go from a Sopranos to like a PG version of the Sopranos? Even though it's a, even though it's Irish versus Italian, it's like it's just not gonna work.
Before we go on, John, the my foot hurt guy says he's not the John that was hating on Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah,
you know, John's very concerned that we don't get the Johns confused on this, you know, in the chat. I mean, is somebody listening specifically for John the UPS guy who's just
I think we should start requiring in the chat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like Top Gun, people have their call signs.
Oh, their call signs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we could, you know, we could be producer God for now on. Matt will
so
be
John, you will Matt. Just be glorious.
Yeah, I assume that he would just be glorious. I think that's what he prefers to be. Yeah. So, what would you call me, Jack?
Dolphin smiles.
It's you're dolphin. You're fucking dolphin number one. Are you kidding me? Like, there's no fucking way around it. You're a dolphin number one.
So, see, Matt, they're trying to catch up. They're not being polite anymore. So,
yeah, I know. I know. I get it.
Nick's going to be cowboy.
Because of the boots. Okay. Okay.
It's better than master, which is what I would have gone for. But
Jack?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Padre. It was a sucker joke.
Jack's Padre. Jack's definitely Padre.
Padre.
Yeah.
Padre. That works. Chris is better than producer God.
Not that fucking Providence.
Providence.
Nope.
Providence.
Providence.
Old man Burr. Beater.
Burr. And, what other show? Like,
Matt would be the shepherd
for all mankind.
Yeah, for all mankind. We've only two episodes now into that.
I don't know why my brain is slow. I just got that. It actually is a better call sign than dolphin.
I'll accept it.
Oh, the shepherd. I like it. The shepherd. I like it.
That was from Chris Gordon.
I doubt this is the case. I doubt this is the case, but.
Matt could be Gene.
As long as my theme song is by David Bowie, I'm fine with that.
Gene Shepherd.
Levi.
Get them all out, guys. Get them all out. Any more? Sherry, you want to chime in?
This show's not going to work without you, Matt.
It will work fine. You'll pick one of the other hosts to pick on. And,
fucking Levi.
Or you'll bring it. You can bring in Miami Mike, and it just works the same. He's got a better.
Oh, fucking Wrangler! No, you're definitely Wrangler. Absolutely, Wrangler is awesome because he's got this double entendre. Like you're wrangling up the other fighter jets.
Shepherd and a Gene.
It covers both. I think that's.
I like the idea of the helmet. Coming in hot. The helmet being like kind of denim looking, but it's got like kind of like.
If we can't get someone to take your spot next week, I think we just get a picture of you and put Wrangler.
That's fine. That's the
we have to get like a flight helmet with Wrangler on it. Like that's like I feel like someone out there's got the ability to do that.
Make log in an extra box that's just a cardboard.
Do some of that flying sheep, Mav.
I'll be gummy.
All right. John, the retired guy. Are there movies or shows you guys have watched?
Sure. So I finished Peaky Blinders this weekend.
Oh, I haven't started that.
I'm still finishing they're on season 6 right now, right?
Yeah, that's the show's done.
I'm trying to get through season 5.
You forget there's only like 6 to 8 episodes per season.
Yeah, I have one more episode of season. I need to watch 5 to get through.
Yeah, ends well.
What
ends
network
well.
Is it on?
You can get on Netflix.
Yeah,
oh, great.
Yeah, like it. Ends well. Like I was surprised. Like you think it's going to go a certain way, and then not like a twist or anything, but you're thinking like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then you're like, oh, okay.
So, well, we lose a character too, though.
Yeah, but they address it because like the way that the fifth season ends, you know, it doesn't go the way they think it's going to go, and so they just kind of lump her death into that. And so like that's one of the first things they address the very first minute of the first episode back. What happened here?
Oh, I was just putting
anyway. So I said someone talk about something else. I know you guys talked about Barry last week. I also ended solid this season.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on where I was.
Yeah, like I thought it was a slow build the first couple episodes, and then it just like whoa, like great ending, just like hits you hard. You
and And I know, I mean, there's just this aspect of the show where he goes in places with different characters that you don't expect. And you're like, I don't know if I want to find out this person's story. And then all of a sudden you're like drawn into it. And you're like, oh, this is Barry. This is what you get.
It's a very smart show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never laughed so fucking hard with the whole dirt bike chase stuff. That had me on the floor. Just
is that this season?
It's this season. Yes. And basically, I'm not going to tell you how it all comes about, but you know, there's some people that are trying to kill Barry because Barry's Barry. And it's basically like these four just rednecks, like one woman, yeah. I think three men.
Oh, we lost Nick.
Losing internet. Yeah, I'm good back now. Okay.
Hey, and, you know, he's self-aware. Just, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So they, you know, he's chasing them. They're chasing him down the five, down the 210, like all in these little just
an ally.
An ally, yeah.
They do. What are you doing?
They do a great feature in that chase sequence. Which, if you ever drive in California, you always have those bicycles going up the middle of it. And lines. So they show that, like, that effect of, like, just driving straight in that as you're passing by cars is so cool. So it's like,
that was cool.
Just
that
like
was
a cool trench shot. Run back home. So it's good.
Yeah.
So
would you recommend binging Barry?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't think it'd take very long to get. To binge it because
you could watch it in
three
week.
Seasons.
Yeah, it's three seasons, and they're half an hour
each. I started watching it a couple years ago, and I haven't.
Go back.
I'm gonna go back and watch that.
What season's the one with what?
John the Retired Guy talks about the dart scene with Hank down in Mexico. That had me also dying laughing because you literally see a guy like slow motion, kind of like pull out the tube. Put the dart in, and Hank's just staring at him, and then he shoots him in the neck. Goes, okay, that's what I thought you were doing, just being polite. He's like, what the fuck?
You know, like, God, you gotta love Hank.
Yeah,
you gotta love Hank.
So I finished watching The Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, okay. I've been very curious about that show.
It's gotten really terrible reviews.
Mm.
Is
that HBO?
Yeah, I fucking loved it. I thought it was so good. Like, I mean,
as good as Manifest?
No,
nothing is as good. As Manifest.
Nothing.
Okay,
it's as good as the fucking
people be talking about Manifest. Literally, like hours after.
I'm gonna have that put on my tombstone. Go watch fucking Manifest.
Manifest.
It's gonna be on my tombstone.
It sucks.
Yeah. Do not go watch
so bad.
Manifest.
It's so bad.
No, but Time Traveler's Wife was really well done, and they left it on a note in which they could have been like a really nice, complete ending, or a potential lead into a second season. And I kind of hope they don't just out of because I think they ended it really nicely. I thought they did a really nice job. And I don't think I really appreciated how much I liked the show until I went back and I watched like the after credits where they bring in like the writer and the producer, then the actors that were prominent in each episode. They kind of talk about it for like a 2 minute like recap. You kind of hear like all the different writing themes and the stuff that they use for the storytelling for the show. And it's actually really, I thought really, really well done. And I quite enjoyed it. So I would say check it out. It's on HBO Max. And it's only like six or seven episodes.
What was it called again?
The Time Traveler's Wife. Yeah, Time
Traveler. A show that I just checked out on Prime. I had heard that it was coming back. I was excited about it, but I've just recently like checked out our Prime account. Sometimes, for whatever reason, I don't go to Prime all the time. You know, you get in a steep TV streaming rut or whatever, you know, and you try a new one and you're like, holy shit, there's all of this other great shit over here. So, you know, mixing it up by canceling your Hulu or putting it on pause, you know, and going to a different, you know, always helps. But Prime, they have Kids in the Hall. There's a new Kids in the Hall season.
Oh, do they?
And
wait,
God,
man,
those guys are brave. Those guys are bold.
It's a
new season.
Yeah, they came back.
They came back.
Oh, really?
They're older.
They're all old.
They're all
obviously
old.
It's been 30 years, right?
But man, they are still like sharp. They're still funny. They're coming up with like really brave and bold things. Like they were doing sketches. I was like, that's funny, you know? And I just, some of them, it's like, it's dark, you know, because they always had that dark side. They always had, I think the first episode, you know, spoilers, there is a, you're going to see dick and balls, but I think it's hilarious. And if they did not do body stunt doubles, then kudos to Mark McKinney and was it Bruce? I'm trying to remember the two that
McCulloch.
Came out. Yeah. I'm trying to remember who's in the car. No. I think it's McDonald. I think it's McDonald and McCullen that's in the car, and it's McKinney that's the cop. Anyway, sorry. It's a really funny scene though, where they're completely naked. Anyway, the the theme song is the same as the old theme song. And if you ever watched Kids in the Hall from back in the day, when that theme song hits, man, all the feels. Like I just was taken back.
Was it the 80s?
Late 80s.
Dude, they're old as fuck.
90s.
Was it the 90s?
90s.
I thought it was on.
I know I watched it.
Remember The State?
Oh yeah, I remember The State. Now that's solidly in the 80s. But man, so many great sketch comedy shows from that era, you know. But yeah, Kids in the Hall. I think it's worth checking out if you enjoyed the original series.
Can you just go right into it? Because like I said,
you can go right into it. You don't have to.
I haven't watched it since it went off.
The only thing you need to know is that they kind of pick right up where they went off. Like the very last episode, spoilers for the original run of Kids in the Hall, is that they're buried. So that's really the only joke that you need to know, because they pick up right where they left off. So okay. Anyway. Worth checking out. I've laughed several times, and the only thing that stopped me from watching Kids in the Hall is that I was like, oh, there's the boys. But the boys can be very, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I don't need that right now. I don't need intestines spilling out everywhere. Oh, wait, that's also in Kids in the Hall. So there's a really funny sketch where someone wishes they could be best friends with William Shakespeare, and William Shakespeare comes to life, but it's the bust of William Shakespeare, so he has no arms, no legs. It's just like there's blood everywhere. This is blood just spilling out. So there is some very boundary pushing stuff, but worth checking out.
Sounds like my kind of comedy.
If you have Prime, check it out.
Did we discuss Stranger Things? I don't remember.
I don't think we did officially. I think Chris, you were like, blah, on like you weren't all the way through, is what I remember. And Nick, last time we spoke, you were kind of like, you had watched all of it, and you were telling Chris like, hang in there, all of this comes together.
The last episode was good. Yep. Yeah, the last episode was good.
What are you guys gonna do without me? Seriously.
Yeah.
Be happy. I finished it. Be happy. Be happy, not make dolphin or sheep jokes, or you know.
No,
I felt the first half of the season was just slow as shit, and it definitely got great for the last episode. And I think I just wish it had a it's like Obi-Wan, dude. It's literally the same thing for me. Like I was like, man, okay, all right. And then the last episode was fantastic. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, like, it's funny. Like,
sorry, Matt, I had to throw that in there.
I don't care. You guys can both not like Kenobi. That's okay.
I'm already sick of the Kate Bush song, because I hear it so much.
I fucking love it.
It's a great song, but I'm saying like
I've never heard it before the show.
A whole generation has discovered it though, and now it's like.
But this is the first time I've ever heard it. I know of it. You know, I don't think I've ever heard that song before, and I remember it. You know what I mean?
So if we played just, right now, I wouldn't know.
But it has like a really 80s nostalgia feel, and I think it's I really like it.
Yeah,
I saw somebody on TikTok did like a hardcore like emo version of it, and it was actually pretty cool. Like it was not bad.
And good on her for getting the first, you know, number one hit after all this time.
She was having another song on the Thor soundtrack for Love and Thunder too.
Oh, but really?
I don't think it happened.
I mean, when I heard Kate Bush, I thought of was that the actress, but there's
it's weird. Like, I don't know about Matt and Chris, but like, you know, like Dazed and Confused.
Sophia Bush.
Days to Confuse soundtrack was like, and so it's also Wayne's World. Those two soundtracks to me kind of introduced me to a, you know, a whole other generation of music.
For sure. And oh, dude, Days to Confuse, absolutely, like right. Foghat. Didn't know who they were until that album came out.
Right. Still don't.
Oh, really? But it's the same thing. I think starting with Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, and like a lot of these soundtracks in the last few years, like they've done a lot of the 70s and 80s stuff, and it's like it's bringing all this older music to the, you know, to the kids these days. And it kind of sounds so old, but you know, it's just it's like wow, like, and it is like my nephews were here, and it is weird like them showing me songs that I grew up with. I'm like, yeah, I know the song. I was there when it was released. You know, like, well, I mean,
could you just play
on cassette tape? Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's
say
on like my 8-track.
It's on my 8-track player.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing though that we can go this long though and still find and discover songs from so long ago. And not to harp on the Kids in the Hall thing, but there was a sketch that they did where there is this kind of post-apocalyptic morning DJ, and he's clearly gone insane because he's just by himself and he keeps playing the same song over and over again. And it's some folk, it's like some 70s folk song that I had never heard before. And I was like, oh, well, that's really, you know, they keep playing it again and again in the sketch. So it gets in your head and you're like, fuck, damn it.
Geronimo Jackson.
But kind of in that vein.
Lady, how you been? Are we lovers?
We're just
friends. Now I believe.
You're never going to get it out.
I believe.
You have the power to mute, and you've never even used it.
Oh, yeah, you muted him now. Yeah.
No, but I had a question. Is it Amazon? Who's Alexa? That's Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there really 90 million recorded songs in the history of? Because they say they have 90 million songs in their library. Are there 90 million recorded songs? Million, really?
Probably, yeah.
Boom, Matt K.
That's a lot of fucking songs.
Yeah. I mean, you think how many covers there are, you know?
I got a brand new.
Oh, that fucking song sucks.
You got a brand new key.
I'd never heard that song before.
Really?
Really? Yeah,
it was in what made it popular recently? Was it Boogie Nights?
That would make sense.
I've seen Boogie Nights, but I don't remember that song.
That song made like a resurgence from a movie, right? Just in the same conversation. Like, I think it was Boogie Nights.
I have a nickel.
If it wasn't Boogie Nights, I don't remember it, but I've watched that movie multiple times. So,
So what are there 90? Are there really 90 million songs?
Why not? Why wouldn't there be?
There's a lot of fucking. That's a lot of fucking songs.
Yeah. Sure, but there's also a lot of people that are just like, oh, I don't know what to record. I mean, I'll just cover this song.
Yeah, there's tons and tons of covers.
And then there's songs that are like are recorded.
I'm calling bullshit.
No, there's songs that are recorded that you don't even have access to, and then there's musicians that are out there that are like, "Oh, I'm going to put out
Amazon
the knockoff version."
Access, they say, to 90 million.
Yeah, iTunes does the same thing. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like, there will be a song, let's say, that it's like the theme song to the Partridge Family. And I don't know if this is.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello,
so
world,
there'll be
a song that we're singing.
There'll be a song out there
happy.
I've lost all power to mute him.
Well, you're no longer a producer.
I know.
This train is running off the tracks.
Yeah, good luck getting out of here, Chris.
Yeah.
No, I meant on time.
I know.
What we'll be doing.
Yeah. I haven't even talked about anything about me.
I know. You've been gone and you went to Philippines. Go ahead and finish, Matt.
Yeah, so how were the hand jobs?
Actually, the most disturbing thing about the Philippines to me was...
That's it. We got to wrap this up. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
My and boss...
Now for Lindsay Buckingham.
go insane. My boss had warned me about it. Like, you're going to see a lot of, like, old creepy men and young Filipino women. And, of course, you just kind of, like, put it out of your head. But when you get there and you see, like, these 70-year-old fat, gross old white men with these, you know, because most Filipino women are under 5 foot, and so and you see these little 80-pound less than 5 foot women with these big old fat white guys, and you're kind of like, am I on Epstein Island here? Like, what the hell's going on? And it's just it's creepy as fuck, you know.
Sorry, I forgot to mute myself there. Go ahead with your story. I was just trying to. I think I got COVID, guys.
Now I'm not sure if I'm if they're laughing at you or laughing at me.
we're laughing at Matt, I think.
Okay. All of it. Yeah. It's all good, man. It's all good. I mean, no judgment.
Matt, that's your first foray into the physical comedy space. That was fantastic. Like, usually you come up with some sneaky, sly bullshit you're going to come out. But you just went full Chris Farley on that. That was
good. Usually to be fair, usually at this point he's drawing.
Or drunk.
Yeah, or drunk it.
But that
I'll leave that and let Nick finish the story.
Where's there to go now? But you know, the Philippines was nice. Like you kind of start pandering, like thinking about moving there because it's so fucking cheap. Like on the last night, me and like all the people that I was with, we went and got the seafood restaurant, and I got like a seafood boil. And I was sitting there doing the math, and it was like $12, which would have easily cost $60 in the U.S. You know, you're just like, damn, you know, just how cheap. But like, it's nice. I had to go back. It felt like Central Florida in that it's humid, it's hot, but you're on a small island, at least where I was, so you get a lot of breezes. So it's not like uncomfortable. Even in the daytime, you're kind of like, oh, it's not too bad. People are super nice.
And all of the old large men with like short.
That was a bit disturbing.
That was a bit like Central Florida.
It's just something you're not mentally Robert prepared Kraft knows. For. You know? Yeah. Robert Kraft knows. Yeah. It's just something you're not prepared. Like I was not prepared to see that. You know. So I was just kind of like, fuck, dude. It's like, do you not literally look at this woman? I know she's a woman, but still, it's like she's like a child. She looks like a child.
Yeah, it would be. Fuck. That would be. Yeah.
That would be hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's almost like when I saw a picture of Jerry Hall broke up with Rupert Murdoch.
Right.
And I'm like going, I didn't know they were dating.
But I'd be losing some seafood that night.
imagine the stories Jerry Hall has between Mick Jagger and that guy.
Oh my God.
So she likes rich, powerful, ugly guys.
Yeah.
Well,
I said Mick Jagger's ugly. I'm just going to say it. If he wasn't a lead singer for the Rolling Stones, he never would have got laid. Just saying.
That's how I feel about being this producer. I mean,
Matt's going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Banging someone.
I don't know if you guys have flown, but you know, flying is the trip, the being there was great. Food was great. People were nice. Liked the trip. Getting there and getting back, however, was pure hell.
Was it 33 hours?
Well, yes and no. Like, so when I left Denver, I was delayed 2.5 hours in Denver. And then by the time I got to LAX, you know, going from domestic to international LAX is pure hell for anyone who's never done it. Always choose another airport if you can. It's terrible. And so I missed my connection flight to Manila because I was 2.5 hours delayed, and then getting all the way to Tom Bradley International was also, and I missed it by 5 minutes. And their plane was still there. They'd already closed the door though, so they couldn't let me on. And so I was like, all right, fine. So then I had to spend the night in LA and wait a whole day for the next flight to the Philippines. Then because of that,
did
I missed.
Did you go see Cliff?
I should have, but I didn't. Well, it's just I was too cautious at that point, and all the COVID restrictions and all the shit I had to do to make sure I could actually get on the flight was just nuts.
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
and you had that bat in your carry on too.
Yeah,
so,
I had so many weapons, and then the elbows. Yeah, and then
you said I was thinking of like an actual like bat that you got from
the bat, a
food market.
Oh,
bat, yeah.
No. So, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it was a COVID joke. Sorry.
I got it.
COVID 21.
And then I missed the other flight because I had spent a night in Manila. And so I missed like all the buffer days that I had to like maybe do some tourist shit. I missed, you know. So, and then I just worked the entire time. And then my flight, I had to go be routed to Korea and then come back, and I missed my connecting flight from LAX to Denver, and it was just a lot of hassle. But
North or South Korea?
I can't tell you that. south. And anyway, but then after all these hours of flying, my parents are already here when I'm waiting. And I land, just happy to be back in Colorado. I'm getting text messages from my folks. Right, hey, can you stop and pick up some Krispy Kreme? Can you stop and do this on the way back? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're just sitting around. Like, why don't you do it? Of course, I can't say that. So I'm a good son, and I stop and get shit on the way back. I get home to realize that my swamp box, which is an air conditioner kind of light, is broken. Yeah. So the house is my
swamp box.
What's it called? I didn't make it up. It's like basically like a giant humidifier for everybody.
Does it have a stink pipe?
That's a callback, huh?
That's like a way back. That's like 5 years ago.
Has it been 5 years since
it's like two?
Feels like it.
No, because the stink pipe joke or story.
The stink pipe comes from when he's real.
I have a memory of that. I recorded that episode in my other house.
Oh, okay.
And I've been here for maybe 3 years.
Two and a half years. Been that long?
Huh. Yeah. Well, we successfully interrupted your story there, Nick.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Not anyway, me.
Do you want me to continue or do you want me?
No, with the swamp box. Okay. You had to fix it.
Finish the story.
So the house.
Oh, I want to hear more about your swamp ass.
So the only area in the house that's cool is the downstairs because it's so into the rock. So like all of us are decided to sleep downstairs. But I notice as soon as I get home, my mom is like sniffing. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, oh, I've had like this funk for the last like 5 days. And I was like, okay.
You mean COVID?
Don't get ahead of me, Jack. So, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, I'm just messing. So that night, I'm under my air mattress in the far corner of the basement area, and then all of a sudden, my sister comes and she's like, "I don't feel good. Like I'm sick." And then lays down next to me, and I'm like, "Get the fuck up!" You know. And she's like, "What?" She's like, "I'm like, get away from me if you ain't feeling good." And then she gets up and like throws up. And I'm like, God damn it. You know, I've gone to the Philippines and back, gotten God knows how many probes put into me to make sure I don't have COVID. So I get up the next day, I go to Walgreens and I pick up COVID tests. My mom, my dad, my sister, all of them positive.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. And I'm negative.
They need super immunity like me.
Yeah. And I'm negative. And then 2 days
later.
Holy
fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And we thought the monkey was a bad joke. Yeah. Or the bat, rather, not the monkey.
I know. Who would have known? Anon?
How can I even talk? And then, like, the thing is that, like, you know, we all love our family, but I was never more pissed off my life at them at this point because I look at mom, I go, "You've been feeling bad for 5 days." She's like, "Yeah, but the doctor told me I didn't have COVID." Did he test you? No. Then how the fuck would he know? You know? And then she's like, she's just making up shit at this point. And then so she gives it to my sister and my dad, who they get it, you know, on the trip out here from her. And then of course I get
it. So she flew out.
Yeah, I got it like a week.
No, ago. Did they drive out or fly out?
They drove out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hmm. And where was I gonna go with that? But it's just oh, and then, you know, I was like, okay, when I haven't gotten it yet, but they go, I was like, you guys are staying in the basement. I'm going to quarantine you guys for like, you know, a few days. Do they listen? God, no. They just
get burns his own house down.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
Lysol or
torches it.
Anyway, I got it 2 days later. And then.
Oh, did you get COVID?
I got COVID 2 days later. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
You
know that.
You have it now?
I still have it now a little bit. But Saturday was its peak. Mine was pretty mild compared to like my dad's. I just sat in the chair all day because I just got tired easily. And like every time I'd get up, you could feel like winded, like you'd walked up a hill.
That's how my wife. Yeah.
Yeah. But I never felt like truly bad. It was just like, oh, I just feel tired.
She lost her taste and her smell for at least
in men. Oh.
Oh.
Too late. Okay. Yeah, my daughter. So Tuesday last week, I'm still hadn't heard whether or not my friend, my close friend, boss. I don't know what I call him, but I still hadn't heard whether or not he was alive or not. I did a police welfare check. I can't get this information because I'm not related to him. And so, I had contacted the family. I'd contacted the police and his family on June 2nd. So all of that time had passed and I still hadn't heard anything. I'd called back to the police. I wasn't getting anything back. Like nobody was calling me back. It was like, oh, hey, I'm leaving this message again for the guy that called me. Nothing. So then I finally emailed our lawyer, our business. You know, we had a lawyer for the business and I emailed him. It was basically like, hey, have you heard anything? I still haven't heard anything yet. I'm sorry you have to find out this way, but their lawyer contacted me and the police had gone into his house and found him deceased. And the family decided not to call me. The police didn't That's call so bizarre. Me. And for a very, very long time, I didn't know, basically. I found out through my own devices. I bring this up because on that same day as the day that my daughter got COVID and tested positive, the day before she
is
was
that her,
sniffling.
Is that her second?
No, time? No, that's her first time. So I'm the last person standing in my family that hasn't had a positive test. Not to say that I haven't gotten it somehow.
That's me.
Yeah. So maybe it's that producer podcasting gene, you know? So, I mean, Nick wouldn't know what it's like. Am I right?
No. COVID Nick.
No, I mean, it is kind of like a big thing. I mean, you know, I think of us starting this or not starting, but doing this podcast through COVID and Nick's, you know, officially the first one. And,
muted. You're muted, Chris.
I haven't gotten it yet. It baffles me. I mean, I work
amongst
the public, right? My wife.
You had managers going down all around you.
My wife's in a, is
wait
in
what? And what?
Yeah, that was really weird. what? What the fuck did you just say?
I said you had managers going down all around you. Like they were coming down with the vid.
Yeah, they did.
Sorry.
Explains why he's smiling and so happy.
He's
a Robert Kraft.
I work amongst the public.
Yes, you do.
I have a significant amount of employees, of which almost half of them have had it.
And they went
I
down.
I have a kid in daycare, a daughter in grade school, and my wife works in a school. It's incredible to me that I have
she
not
definitely went
gotten
down.
COVID.
I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry.
He's swinging for the fences tonight, man. It's just going out.
All right.
Thinking, what the hell? I'm out of here. I've been exposed to it several times and just.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter had it right before Christmas.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So anyway, on that note,
I just have super immunity. That's what. So I keep telling everybody. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
it's your show. Go ahead.
No. It is not.
Well, at this point, I think we're going to wrap it up because we have early mornings tomorrow.
He did it. He listened to you. It's like a dream come true. He's growing. He's like a real producer.
Oh, sorry. I can't unmute someone that's unmuted themselves. That's fucking sucks.
All right. I don't have the names all written out, but I do have some cool pictures for them. So, Tack, love you, guy. Sorry that I'm leaving. This is your Eckhart.
Tell people you're gonna wait. Tell people you're going to come back.
Goodbye, Eckhart. I'll never see you again. Ed, it was good knowing you. Maybe I'll be back sometime.
Are these
Maggie,
the same pictures?
I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
And they're like the nowhere man.
Thanks a lot, Joanne.
No submarine.
I'm sure I will be back. I can't stay away from you guys. You guys are like my bros. You know, it's like I come here as for therapy. And if it wasn't for these patrons, Okay, I'd still be here coming around, hanging out with you guys. But, and I do enjoy it. I do enjoy hanging out with everybody in the chat. I will miss seeing you guys. Maybe I'll have some PTSD and I'll be back. Who knows when? But, you know, I need a break. This is a perfect time for me to pull back. I jokingly that people are looking for me. I doubt people are looking for me, but if those people were to look for me and they were to find this podcast, they can take a big giant leap off of a fucking dump truck, because I give zero shits about that. So, and that's all I'm going to say about that. This has been one of the greatest shows ever to me.
One would say it was one in a million.
You could, or a Googleplex. I will be back. I am sure I will see you guys again at some point in the future. It's not like I'm never going to go to Raleigh again, or talk or see any of you guys again. I just won't be on this podcast for quite some time as I kind of find my own sea legs. And I'm sure these other guys are going to be taking a summer vacation as they kind of have some time with their family and what have you over the July 4th, right?
Well, I'll be in San Diego for a couple weeks. I want to take a minute to finally thank Maggie for sending me a happy holidays card that I just got, because it went to my neighbor 6-7 months ago, and I just got it. So she didn't forget about me.
Just your neighbor did.
Yeah, well, in all fairness to this neighbor, she has not lived there since 2019. So she literally showed back up at the house and had like a big pile of mail, and then like came over.
Oh,
and
gave me so she's not the one that plowed you? I meant your driveway.
She's the one that pegged you, though, last week.
Ooh, if only. Seriously, gentlemen, it has been an honor. I will be back, I'm sure. But if I don't see you guys for a while, God bless you all. It's been fun. It's been real. So dry a couple tears out of my eyes. So
see you next week, Matt.
All right. See you guys next week. Next Tuesday.
All right. That's it. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. Some of us will be back next week. That's all we got.
See you then.
See ya.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.
And thanks for everyone to join us in the chat.
You got to end the show now. You got to click on that.
I know. Yeah, I'm hitting
the button.
Yeah. That's not.